And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Just before he went on the air, and he said he was wearing his looking for work suit. Do you know what that means?
No. Let's see.
I haven't heard any.
As an indication. Incidentally, we've had two or three cards. One I wrote myself, inquiring as to the name similarity of Vic Cowan and Victor Bruce Cowan, and wanted to know if there's any relationship there. As far as we know, there isn't any, and it certainly is a coincidence, and we'll have to have either Vic Cowan change his name or Victor Bruce Cowan change his.
Victor Bruce is my stand-in on days when I can't make it.
Glad you mentioned that, Bob.
Just to clear that up, and Dennis Howard, is it? Is yours.
That's right. And there's no possibility there of people getting it confused. It's too bad we didn't catch that before it happened. But then again, we can't think of everything all the time. This is where you, friends, have to help us.
You have to think for yourself a little bit. Right. Try to put two and two together.
Let's not get too angry with them, Bob, huh?
Hello, this is Howard Pendleton, better known to you listeners out there as Mr. Science. Here to assist me in today's scientific demonstration is a sturdy young fellow from up Genesee, New York way, Tommy Conkler. Hello, Tommy.
Hi. Gosh, Mr. Science, look how dirty your laboratory is. The dirt on the floor must be a foot thick.
Now, don't let all that dirt fool you, Tommy. The laboratory caretaker and I are conducting an experiment with it. He's testing my patience.
Holy cat. What's today's demonstration, Mr. Science?
Well, Tommy, I thought today might be a good day.
What happened to the kid who was here last week, Mr. Science?
Well, the doctor has just scraped the last piece of litmus paper from his arm yesterday, and he'll be back at school in a month. You're not worried, are you, Tommy?
Well, no, I'm wearing a new suit, Mr. Science, and I have to be careful.
Well,
I'll be in trouble.
Don't you worry, Tommy. That suit fits right in with the experiment I have planned for today.
What are we going to do today, Mr. Science?
Well, since it's pouring outside, I thought this would be a good time to teach you to come in out of the rain.
That doesn't sound so hot for my suit, Mr. Science.
Tommy, let's get a little background on you before the demonstration. Now, do you know how to go out into the rain?
Who can't do that? Holy cow.
Well, I'll tell you who can't do that, Tommy. For example, a person who is temporarily bedridden can't do that. Always remember, Tommy, that science is never an inexact field. Yeah. To the contrary, we deal in exactness.
Well, I tell a kid at school about science being inexact. Okay, what am I supposed to do? Walk out the door into the rain? Is that it?
Well, that's the first phase, yes. Go right out through that door into the rain. Once you're outside, close the door behind you.
I hope you get punished for this, Mr. Science.
Are you out in the rain, Tommy?
Why do you think I am? This is the way you set me. No. Holy cat!
Good boy, Tommy. Now, listen carefully. You think you know enough to come in out of the rain?
I couldn't guarantee that, Mr. Science. Anybody stupid enough to walk into the rain might not have enough brains to get out of it.
Well, that's good thinking, Tommy.
Can I come in now, Mr. Science?
You can come in now, Tommy. The experiment's over.
Why? Look at me, soaked to the skin. What did you prove, Mr. Science?
Well, Tommy, I clocked your stay out in the rain at 26.8 seconds. Well, that's a long time, son.
You mean I could have come back in sooner, Mr. Science?
Exactly, Tommy. Obviously, you don't know when to come in out of the rain.
Who cares?
And this is Howard Pendleton, your Mr. Science, who's just finished another broadening of the horizon. Good evening to you all.
Now, Next, we have Celebrity Snapshot. This is becoming a regular feature, isn't it?
Yeah, just about every night. Sit down, you
sir. Sit down, everybody. Tonight's guest is Mr. Horace Craig. Sir, you're the inventor of a sport that promises to soon be sweeping the country, right?
Like wildfire. Here's how it works.
Good evening, Mr. Craig.
Oh, good evening, Ray. I call the game Play Ball, and it works like this. The basic equipment consists of a wooden stick, a ball covered with horse hide.
Well, why horse hide?
Why not? There's also a kind of a tough mitten and other stuff, too, but I won't go into that now.
How do you go about playing the game, Mr. Trout?
Well, play ball calls for two groups of 9 participants each. They stand around in various ways on a diamond-shaped field, and...
What do you call the field?
Well, I thought of calling it a gridiron, but somebody told me the term's already taken. Well, next, Group B, otherwise called the Chi Sox.
Excuse me for interrupting, Mr. Trigg, but sports are a little out of our line, you know, and...
I'm sorry to hear that.
Why don't you take your fascinating story to Phil Rizzuto.
Who?
Holy cats!
To Phil Rizzuto. He runs a dandy show called Sports Time.
Holy cow!
Wow, wait.
Each Monday through Saturday night, right here on CBS Radio.
I'll listen myself. Say, you might have a good idea there.
Good idea. Horace Trigg, and good luck with your new sport. And good night for now, and could I please have my wallet back, buddy?
Right.
I caught you there.
And I'll send you a souvenir horse hide covered ball.
Thank you.
Good thing catches on.
Good.
Watch out. Oh, didn't tell him. I wonder...
Ow!
Did you fall over that far out there?
Yeah.
Been out there a long time.
Whoa.
Okay. Is there anyone else?
Forget it. Anyone else here in the studio wants to talk with...
Well, I see someone...
Marvin Ray.
Probably wants to talk with us because he always has such fine conversation to make. And that, of course, is the well-known actor, Hollywood star, motion picture star, and now producer in his own right, Mr. Barry Campbell, one of our oldest friends. Barry, it's really nice to see you back here.
Well, hello again, Bob, and hello again, everybody.
Why don't you get a little closer to the microphone, Barry, so we can pick up every word?
Hello again, Bob, and hello again, everybody.
Hello, what's all this I hear about you being a TV producer? Is this a new field?
Well, I'm not only producing this new TV show that I've planned, or series, but I'm going to play the title role and take care of all the odds and ends. It's a pilot we're making now.
Hmm? I say, it sounds like a pretty big assignment, doing all the work yourself.
Well, I think that my background is extensive enough to permit me to go out into these various fields, Bob, because, as you know, I've made numberless movies now.
I know you have.
And I've associated with some great directors and producers. And I know how those finks really can cut corners. And,
who do you think, Barry, is more important, the director or the actor? I mean, you'll have a little touch of doing both here.
I think, of course, that the actor is important. However...
Do you think a good director can make a bad actor look good?
I think he can, yes. In certain... cases, but
and I suppose a bad actor can make a good director look bad, too.
Not for long.
Uh-huh. Well, now about this pilot series that you have here, what do you call it? And tell us something about it, will you?
It's called Miss Sergeant. And
an Army picture, huh?
Right. And I play the title role. I'm a combat cook. And it's during the Spanish-American War. And
it kind of
gives it a historical flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I have here a sample scene from my pilot that I'm in the process now of walking up and down the avenue trying to...
Barry, it occurred to me that you might have a sample scene that we could see from this projected series of yours. Maybe we could run it off.
He just said that, Bob.
Oh, he did?
You don't listen when you interview.
Well, have we got the projector set up and can we see it?
Right, it's all set. This is a sample scene, right?
Can it sound on it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it does. I see,
Is that you there?
Okay, man. Now remember, when you get through eating, we'll get the three pails. One, you empty the remains of your dinner into the first pail. The second one is the hot, sudsy water. The third one is the boiling hot rinse, and then you let your mess kit air dry. You hear? Let them air dry.
Right.
Hello,
Let him head dry, man. Keep moving.
Seems to be a lot going on there, Barry. Can you fill us in a little on the...
Well, as I'm giving them the orders to let their mess kits air dry and all, we are under, of course, you can see there, attack from the enemy. And although it seems like a rather ridiculous scene, the climax of this particular pilot will have you stirring in your seats.
I see a jet plane there.
Right. We used the latest model jets when we made this thing last summer.
Uh-huh.
So it looks pretty good, I think.
Now what's happening there?
Now it's fading out and becoming white on the screen.
I see. Now it will be in the theater on TV.
No, that's just as the sample reel.
Oh, that's all you have on the sample.
Boy, I've never heard you conduct such a stupid interview, Bob. You
have I'm a little vague about this thing because...
Mr. Goon, it's all right. Bob has his off days, and this is one of them.
Well, no, it isn't that, Barry, actually, but...
Well, it certainly is, Bob.
Well,
I've been interviewed 30 times by you, and I've never once seen you come off as poorly as you did today.
Well, now, what else could I have said that would have brought it
up? Turned to white there on the screen during the show. I mean, this is, I don't know whether
just
you were trying to be personally nasty to me.
Of course,
you're
Barry,
stupid.
I've never been nasty.
Stupid, the more I think about it.
Nasty to you, but I
last
can't.
Last time I'm coming to this show.
Well, it's the last time we'll ask you.
Go
I'll
on,
tell you that
buddy,
much. Get out. Watch that fall out in the hall because. Good enough for him. Barry Campbell, one of the worst interviewees we've ever had here, and I hope he doesn't sell that at all.
Next time you refresh, enjoy a frosty, ice-cold Pepsi-Cola.
Sociability, Charlie.
All right, Kay, how's this? Pepsi is light, refreshes without filling. You like to refresh? Have a Pepsi right now.
We'll offer it to everybody, Charlie.
I will. Enjoy Pepsi at the fountain. It's delicious at home, too. Have one at lunch or with a snack.
Charlie.
At the beach or at dinner. Wherever you go, wherever you're thirsty, Pepsi is there.
It's here, too, in our Be Sociable song.
Be sociable, look smart, keep up to date with Pepsi, drink light, refreshing Pepsi, stay young and fair, get in there, be sociable, have a Pepsi.
For the weekend, have plenty of Pepsi around. Pick up an extra carton today. CK? I'm sociable.
With Pepsi, everyone is.
I think we're going to have to shelve that taped Wally Ballou interview. We don't have time to play it in its entirety today, but just as soon as we can, we'll schedule it on a future show.
Okay. Yeah, we don't have time, do we? That's unfortunate.
That's one of the sounds that would have been heard in that particular tape.
We have... not mentioned recently, our big picture window. The reason we haven't is that there have been some changes made here in the building. And where this used to look out on a beautiful vista of New York, it now looks out over an air chute.
Isn't that a shame what they've done there?
Kind of like the inside quadrangle of a four-cornered building. You know, one of those things they have?
Well, they're using the air chute for office space, aren't they? Isn't
I think so. I think so, yes. So we don't talk about it, friends, because there really isn't much to look at anymore. We're thinking of moving our studio. But I don't know whether we'll have much luck with that or not.
You say you're not going to use that tape I made? What if I could borrow it, take it home and play it, listen to it for the night, bring it back?
Well, you can do that, but we have promised to play it tomorrow.
Well, I'll have it back for you.
Well, enjoy it then tonight. Have a good time.
Well.
And we'll say so long then for the for a little while in just 10 seconds.
The director is wearing his looking for work.
Yeah, I see now. Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
And this is the CBS Radio Network. KCBS AM FM. KCBS AM FM.